So let's review. Amar Shmuel Yisa Adam Duma. It is preferable to marry a woman of ill repute, since Bo Mitipa Kashera, she's a proper lineage. Val Yisa Bas Duma. Rather than marrying her daughter, Sheba Mitipa Psula, since her lineage is questionable and her father may be a non-Jew or a mamzer. However, Birchanan disagrees. Yisa Adam Bas Duma. It is preferable to marry the daughter of a promiscuous woman, because Emed is Becheskes Kashas. We have no suspicions regarding her future behavior. Va'al Yisadoma. Rather than marrying her mother, She'eno Emedis Becheskes Kashas, because her promiscuity may lead her to become defiled and be forbidden to him, and he will unknowingly remain in the prohibited marriage. The Gemara decides the halacha like Rabbi Yechanan, because Isha Mezana Banek Sharon, the daughter of a promiscuous woman, is presumed legitimate, since Rei Be'ilois Achar Habal, it's more probable that she conceived from her husband than from an adulterer. The Gemara questions the parameters of this principle. If she was especially promiscuous, do we still assume that she conceived from her husband? The Gemara expounds on its query. If we hold Ein Isha Misaberes Ela Samach Levesta, a woman can only conceive a day or two before her period, there's ample suspicion that she conceived from someone else, because Lo Yada Bav Lo Mintula. He does not know when to expect her period, and he therefore cannot be vigilant that she does not sin at this time when she could conceive. Therefore, the children are not presumed legitimate. However, if we hold Ein Isha Misaberes Ela Samech Letfilasa, a woman can only conceive a day or two after her period. Kiven de Yadaba Niture Mintrala, perhaps since this is something that he does know, he can be vigilant during this time, and so the children are assumed to be legitimate. Or Kiven de Pritzabi Yaiser, Loi. Since she is especially promiscuous, she may have managed to slip away despite his efforts, and so the children are not assumed to be legitimate. Figma responds, Teku, leaving the matter unresolved. The Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet concludes, Ve'elu shebezin mekanan lehen. Bezin will step in and warn a promiscuous woman if the husband is incapable of doing so. For example, Mishan es charash baila, oi nishtata, oi shahoy chavish beveis ha'asurin. If the husband is mentally or physically unable to warn her himself. However, the warning of Bezin does not cause her to drink, it only causes her to lose her kesuba. However, Rabbi Yisi disagrees. Rabbi Yisi Aymer, af lahashkaisa, l'kshayetzi baylam en beis asurin yashkena. The warning of Bezin is effective to cause her to drink later when her husband can bring her to the kayin, when he will be released from prison. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. In Pasuk Yudal, it says, V'kine es ishtoi. In Pasuk Tezvav, it says, V'hevi ha'ish es ishtoi la'kayin, which teaches that only the husband can bring her to drink. Now, according to the Rabbanan, there is a hekesh. Be'inon v'kine v'hevi. Only the one who warned her can bring her to drink. Therefore, she does not drink because the bezin who warned her cannot bring her to drink because of v'hevi ha'ish. And her husband cannot bring her to drink because of v'kine v'hevi, because he did not warn her. However, Biyisi holds loy be'inon v'kine v'hevi, he does not require the same person to warn her and to bring her, therefore Bezin can warn her, and her husband can then bring her to drink. The Gemara concludes by interpreting the juxtaposition in the Pasig, asher tis to isha tachas isha, lahakish ish le'isha. We compare the halachas of the husband to the wife, and vice versa. Keshem shechigeres v'gidemes loy hoise sha'isa shenema, v'hem rakoynes isha lefne Hashem, v'nosan al kapeha. If the wife is lame or missing her hands, she does not drink, because we cannot fulfill the requirement of having her stand before Hashem or putting the mincha on her palms. This pasuk disqualifies a husband with these handicaps as well. Similarly, if the wife is mute, she does not drink because she cannot respond amen to the Kohen's curses. She also does not drink if her husband is mute. The comparison is also drawn in the other direction. Lahakish isha le'ish. Keshem she'im hu suma. Lahayamashke d'chse v'nele me'enei isha. Kachim ha'isa suma lahaysa sha'isa. If the husband is blind, she does not drink because the pasuk specifies that the matter was hidden from his eyes, implying that ordinarily he could have witnessed it. She also does not drink if she is blind. Hanulach Perk Arusa, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth perk of Masech Desaita, and continue with the fifth perk, Keshem Shamayim Be'ezus Hashem, which discusses the halachas of the Boyil, the suspected adulterer. Zakta Mishnah, Keshem Shamayim Boitkin Oisa, Kachamayim Boitkin Oisoi. Shenemar uvo uvo. The adulterer suffers the same fate from the waters. This is derived from that which the pasuk says uvo uvo, which the Gemara will explain. Furthermore, kashem shasur labal, kach asur labayil, shenemar nitma v'nitma divrei Rabbi Akiva. Just as she's forbidden to stay with her husband, she may not marry the adulterer. The Mishnah quotes the same halacha in the name of Rabbi, Amr Bishua, Kacha Yedorish Zachariah ben Akatzav, Rabbi Omer, Shnei Pa'am Hamur Beparasha, Nitma ben Nitma, Echelabal v'Echelabayil. The Gemara will explain in what way this drasha differs from the words of Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah now records several expositions that were said by Bayim on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi. The Gemara Masechtas Brachos explains, Nisrabu Tamidim Rabsa Torah by Bayim, due to the influx of new Talmidim, many questions were resolved on that day. Rashi explains that the Mishnah cites these examples because the first interpretation of Rabbi Akiva regarding the woman's prohibition to the adulterer was also said on that day. We will, Be'ez Hashem, review these drashas with the Gemara in the subsequent daf.